Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Detwer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Detwer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan strikes out. two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Detor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Detor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Oliver scores. Zisk moves to third. Sanguilan moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. Sanguilan scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Detor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Morales reaches second base with a double. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Rob Sparing. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Detor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detor is 0-for-1 in the game. Detor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz now playing second base. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruse strikes out. One out. Renny Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops it up and throws to first, with Detor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ruse. Cardenal moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sanguilan for a passed ball. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Billy Williams pinch hits for Tom Detour. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Williams reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. Grabarkiewicz goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ray Burris pinch runs for Billy Williams. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Burris trying to get to home. Stargell throws the ball into Sanguilan, who tags Burris, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Monday scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jim Mitchell now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Popovich reaches third base with a triple. Dave Augustine pinch runs for Paul Popovich. Dave Parker pinch hits for Jim Mitchell. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Augustine scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Dave Parker now playing left field. Dave Justy now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Parker. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. Madlock moves to third. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a pop-up towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Pirates. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Billy Grabarkiewicz. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Ward pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.